Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation live from the coronavirus studios in Quarantine Central. Folks, prepare to get out your, prepare to start putting like 6, 7, 8, 9 masks on, whatever. What booster are they on? Like 50th? Man, make sure you get like 50 boosters. See, I think you should, everyone of my listeners should have had at least one of every vaccine. So like if there's 2 shots with this vaccine, you get that one, then you get the next vaccine, you should have them all. You should have every vaccine and every booster from everything. You know, I mean, trust the pharmaceutical manufacturers. I think the problem with the pandemic the first time was they had people that were deemed essential instead of locking everyone in their homes to where they couldn't leave at all for no reason whatsoever. I'm hearing all this talk about there's a new variant and it's coming back and it's COVID and it's way worse and we're going to have to lock back down and you better start hoarding toilet paper. Whatever is coming next, don't comply. The attorney... Janet Ellis, she's one of 18 co-defendants, along with Trump, that they're going after in Georgia. So, man, this is communism at its finest. But then you got idiots that don't know any better. He needs to be locked up, man. He needs illegal stuff. You know, they don't know anything. You know, these kids that want Trump locked up, they're the same ones that, what country is Hawaii in? Hawaii, what country is? It's ridiculous. In California, like in Colorado, they have minimums that you can take. I think Colorado's like $2,000 you can legally steal before they can do anything to you. Where I live, my mom was told that the lady at Walmart, oh, we're told not to go after people. If they take something and walk out, just let them. We're not supposed to go after them or confront them. There's a Neiman Marcus in L.A. where like 30 people came in and just ransacked places and just taking stuff. It's ridiculous. It's a world without morals. That's why you have people against Riley Gaines, who's a female, who's tired of having males she has to compete against. Yep, I'm a weightlifter, yep, but I lost because I had to compete against a male, and he, it's not even a contest. Yeah, I'm a good swimmer, but as a female, I'm no competition to a man. And I've said this before, and I say this on my conversation. There's no such thing as trans anything. It's men competing in women's sports. A 12-year-old boy was arrested in Washington, D.C., a 12-year-old for carjacking. I want to get into so much, but thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Don't forget this, folks.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Vera, and I am very excited to be with you today and share the verse of the day, which is found in James 1:12, and it says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. How do we respond to struggles? I know that we are facing a lot of difficult days. When we watch the news, it seems like things are going from bad to worst. And our human instinct sometimes is to respond fighting, complaining, We want to hide from everything that's going on. It seems like we're getting scared and anxious about everything that is going on. But the Word of God is so powerful and so beautiful that it tells us that we are blessed. Even in the midst of the trials and the circumstances that we may be facing, we can remember that we have a God that calls us His children. And that in Him we have the victory. You know, the word blessed in this context describes an attitude of determined courage that is unaffected by the external circumstances. I know life is tough. I know that we face a lot of struggles. But we can stand firm today knowing that the word says that there is a promise for those who love Him. There's a crown in it. I imagine crowns. I mean, you've seen crowns, I'm sure. They are beautiful. But the most beautiful thing about this promise is not just receiving the crown, but that we are going to get to live eternity with our Lord and Savior. So I encourage you today, no matter what's going on around your life right now, continue to move on, press on, and lift your eyes towards Him, because He is a God that has promised to be with you all the days of your life. He is a God that is with us and a God that is for us.
Think about that as you're going through your day today. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a show we got for you, folks. Well, the government's done it. The government's done it. They've taken morality out of this world. Well, we have a separation of church and state, so we gotta get the government, we gotta get the church out of schools, and the separation of church and state is to keep the government from controlling our churches. Like they did during the pandemic. Oh, you want an abortion? Have all you want. Go ahead. It's the abortion carnival. That's right, folks. You can have two for the price of one. If you got twins, we won't charge you double at the abortion carnival. It's a coronavirus special. Even though you can't get chemotherapy or any other treatment, you can't do anything, you can't go anywhere, have an abortion. Don't worry, it's safe. It's amazing. The coronavirus just showed how easily people will comply. All they have to do is get on the news. Hello and welcome to the NBC Nightly News. Tonight, we know more about the coronavirus and the fact that you will have a chronic stuffy nose. So go out there and buy Kleenexes, buy the cases. I mean, to tell you how bad it was when it happened, I didn't even... Like, what do you mean there's no toilet paper? What the heck? And I guess they said that with this coronavirus, you might have diarrhea or something. I don't know what the heck, but people were like, getting there, putting guns in each other's head, man. It's my toilet paper. That's when I lost a lot of faith in humanity. Well, then when you watch that guy that goes around, what state is Texas in? What state is Texas in? Texas. It's a state, dummy. What country is Hawaii in? It's an island. It's its own country, I think. I don't know. And they're college-age kids. And they're dumbing people down so that when they bring in the juju ideology, here's the dear leader. Bow down to him. He created the hamburger, the hot dog. He created everything. The automobile. Yeah, the assembly line. That wasn't Henry Ford. That was whoever they deem. Don't worry. Just trust the WHO. They know everything. Trust us. We know. This vaccine's only 100 days old, but we know it's safe. We know the long-term effects of this. So what is the long-term effects of a vaccine that took you 100 days to from start to finish? What does it do to the body after 5 years? You can't know. That's what I kept trying to tell people. You can't know the long-term effects of these vaccines for COVID because they're not even 6 months old, some of them, and they're already injecting people with them without even any real trials. Then they're saying, man, Liv, man, you support that right to try thing. Yeah. If I'm guaranteed dead no matter what, I have the right to try this vaccine. I have the right to try this medicine. Maybe it will help get rid of the cancer, or maybe it'll help get rid of that disease that's in my eyes. Maybe it'll help do something. I'm perfectly healthy. A perfectly healthy person isn't going to use the right to try medicine. You support right to try. You support Trump and his right to try, but you won't get the vaccine. Well, yeah. Well, I'm not dying. If I was on my deathbed and it was a last-ditch effort, you're 100% going to die. This is your only chance. It's an experimental new medication. It's showing promise. Yeah, I would like to try that. Along with prayer and giving it to God, I'm going to try this. Perfectly healthy, I don't have to try anything. But don't worry, folks. In a state where, don't worry, if it's under this much, you can't go after someone for stealing. Like Colorado, they have like a $2,000 limit. You can steal like in Colorado, literally like $2,000. And they say people just come in and they want a screwdriver, they just take it and walk out. They can't do a thing about it. That's when they need to start suing the government. Okay, I'm suing the governor over this. Because for lost revenue. If I was a company, you couldn't pay me to be in California. Or I'd be there and I'd be like, okay, yeah, we're going to have armed guards, and anyone comes in that tries to take anything, we're just going to shoot them. But in that same state, transgenderism, a male librarian gags a woman for misgendering. How dare you? There's no misgendering, folks. There's no trans anything. Men are competing in women's sports. That's all it is. It's not, how dare you? He is a brave person for coming out as a trans woman. No, he's just a guy that sucks at playing men's basketball, so he's going to compete as a woman so he can dominate. He can't win as a male swimmer, so he's going to pretend to be a woman so he can be a male swimming against females and dominate. Yep, I'm last place in the men's track and field, so I decided to, pretend I'm a woman all of a sudden so I can dominate and win as a man in a woman's sport. That's all it is, just misgendering bullcrap. Yep. I'll misgender. There is no such thing as trans athletes, only men competing against women. Okay, if someone says I misgendered them, I will say sorry. I meant to say you are mentally ill and you need my bad. When we got God and Jesus and everything out of, we can't, how dare you? You can't pray in school. You can't do this. You can't have the Bible. You can't do this. When we got rid of morals and values, how dare you spank your kid? How dare you? How dare you spank your kid? How dare you? You need to be locked away. Yeah. And that's why you have kids today going into Neiman Marcus just, and Nordstrom's and all stuff just ripping and tearing up and just stealing stuff. I might be able to take $2,000 worth of stuff and walk out of a store in Colorado and not be able to, and they can't do a thing about it, but no, I have morals and values. I won't do that. I'll pay for it. I'd love to see someone try to do that on my watch, try to take some. I'd clothesline their butt. I'd knock them clear on their butt. And I'd probably be the one that'd be looking at jail time, not the guy that robbed. I'm trying to stop. Oh, it's not really a robbery anymore because technically robbery now is defined as $2,000 or more. So you mean to tell me if I go to a buy here, pay here lot and I find the car for $1,995, I can steal that car off their lot and they can't do anything to me? Well, sir, he's not really stealing. It's under $2,000. Stores in Colorado need to start putting all the prices at $2,000 or higher. And with a coupon, when you buy it, it brings it down to the retail price. It's ridiculous. God has been taken out. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do and he will show you which path to take. Proverbs 3:5-6. Yeah, that's gone now. Don't worry. Trust in the government. Trust in the WHO. I mean, I hate to say this, but I've never heard of Buc-ee's. I guess it's some like giant truck stop with like 60 pumps and they have like a grocery store and a carnival and everything, you know, whatever. And I mean, people treat it like it's a religious pilgrimage. I can't believe you've never been to the land of enlightenment. You need to go to Buc-ee's. I've not even heard of this thing. And everybody and their mother. I mean, we even have a sign like 290 some miles or 300 and some miles to Tennessee to Buc-ee's. Never even heard of this thing. And but they treat it like it's a religious pilgrimage site. You know, that's the problem. So many people are putting their trust and faith in idols. And don't worry, man. There's a new variant. What does the WHO say to do? What does the Bible tell you to do? The Bible tells you to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do and he will show you which path to take. Let me tell you, there ain't no vaccine. There ain't no shot. There ain't no medicine. There ain't no seatbelt. There ain't no airbag big enough or protective enough that's going to save me when it's my time to meet God. When I'm going to heaven to meet the Lord, I'm going to meet the Lord. You know? I mean, we got to have faith. I mean, in this world, we got to have faith. Oh, don't worry. We have Biden pushing for more gun control. And I cannot believe you're not for more gun laws. Well, I thought Joe Biden on day one swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. The Second Amendment shall not be infringed. That's the problem. Everyone talks about gun legislation. We need to have gun laws to stop school shootings. We didn't have school shootings when I was a kid. And we had unlocked trucks with guns in them. There's no morality anymore. No one cares. No one cares. Morality is gone. It's out the window. I will attack your cities until all the fortified walls in your land, the walls you trusted to protect you are knocked down. They will attack all the towns in the land the Lord your God has given you. They will, and that's just kind of going on right now. That verse from Deuteronomy, everything's being torn down and Maybe it's God trying to build this nation back up, saying, hey, this is what you need to do. You know, when you have someone like Riley Gaines that's being shut down, like, how dare you not want biological men to compete against women? How dare you? I can't believe it started back with the feminism movement where, how dare you don't want women in the workplace? Because I got into this one time when they had this photo and it has like back in the day from the 60s, And it goes, what, you don't want women in the workplace? I said, well, back when women weren't in the workplace in the 50s, one income could provide a house, a family of four with a house, a car, and could afford to put those kids through college. I took care of people that took a summer job, and that summer job made enough money to be able to pay for a semester of college. Now, a summer job probably wouldn't get you one credit hour. They got rid of the nuclear family. The mom would be home to be there to take care of the kids. Now, most of the time, kids come home, there's no parental supervision. There's no, oh, there's something in the fridge, just microwave it for dinner, and the kid eats by himself if he's lucky. If there's food, he may not. I grew up lucky, at least for part of my growing up. I had a mom and dad at a dinner table, and we sat down and we ate every meal. But they've gotten rid of the nuclear family. I never thought I'd see a day where women would be fighting to have men compete in women's sports. I mean, why have two sports? This stuff keeps coming up and up and up in this, but it's, because one guy wrote me one time, he goes, you kind of talk about similar things. Well, when it's front page news, when Riley Gaines is trying to stand up for women's sports, to have women only in sports and not men competing in the women's sports, and they keep taking her down and knocking her down and trying to shut her up. Where are the feminists? Where are these Me Too movement feminists? Where are these women? Why aren't women outraged that biological men want to compete in women's sports? They're not trans athletes. They're men that want to compete as women because they're not good enough to compete in the men. If they were good enough, they would compete as a biological man. But since they're not good enough, they have to pretend to be a woman. Maybe we need to get a bunch of able-bodied people and they can, I identify as disabled, so I want to get in the Special Olympics. We don't do that because the Special Olympics is for people with special needs. And some of them, I awe at them what they do. I'm like, wow, I couldn't do that. Man, if I was there, I'd be hugging that kid. I'd be shaking his hand. I'd be in tears, man. Wow. How many hours a day do you practice to do that, man? That's incredible what you do. You know, they're all, like that movie said, you know, God's children are not for sale. And they're all God's children. But they've been having a war on the nuclear family, and we got to take God out of everything. We got to, you know, trust the government, trust the FDA. They know what's best. You know, and like Joe was commenting right before, because he called in late, but it's like, what's the answer? How do we, because you just can't sit there and, okay, let's all take up arms. Okay, because you're going to have a lot of people that are like, okay, this is what they're going to do. We're going to turn them in. How dare they want to overthrow the government? No, we want our freedom back. We want our liberty back. I'm sick and tired of having my tax dollars spent. Yep, I'm giving $100 trillion more to, you know, why pay taxes if they're just going to keep spending money after money after money? If they're just going to keep sending money to Ukraine and Russia? Trump is the only person I've heard that said, I want wars to end. I want people to stop dying. I don't want to stay in an endless war. It's not about Russia or Ukraine. It's about ending the war now, like ending the war a week ago. Why do you want to keep us at war? Where are all these anti-war liberals? Why aren't they against this? Why aren't they outraged? Where's this? Where's the Woodstock peace people? Where's all these anti-war liberals? Why aren't they outraged that we're almost at nuclear war? Oh God! I'm asking a simple question. Well, it's just like those same people that said we never think. You're a retard. You don't think for yourself. But then when the vaccine came out, What are you thinking, man? Just get the vaccine, man. Just comply. And then when you had people holding up pictures with their vaccination cards, it hurt me, because it reminded me of the photos of the Jews from the concentration camps where they had their number tattooed on their forearm. Here I am. This is my number. I either get up and I either go to the work camp, or I go to a rice and shower and I'm killed. Like Geddy Lee from Rush, his parents were Holocaust survivors, and their grandma basically put all the kids in the same line. We're either all going to die together or we're all going to live together and work. Either way, we've gotten God out of everything. How dare you? You're fired. You want to pray after the football game. How dare you want to get on your knees and pray? Gee, what are you offended about? No one's asking you to pray. I mean, it's like when, like we went, like, we go around and we ask people for prayer. And, oh, I have a support system. And my wife literally goes, well, yeah, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. And I don't know if she was legit about she had a support system, or she was just like trying to, I'm a Christian, I don't need prayer. Okay, first of all, I'm gonna start doing this. I'm gonna start asking that they'll pray for me. Since you got a support system here, I want to have a piece of paper with some of my prayers. Here you go. This is what I need prayer for. You say you're a Christian, then back it up and pray for me. And I'll come back in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and I'll give you a praise report. I'll give you a report on how I'm doing. I won't pray for you since you're perfect and don't need prayer, but since I do, we'll flip the script. And some of them, I think, they just, I don't need prayer. They don't know what to say. Because we get turned away more by people that say they go to church than, you know. But it's ridiculous. I mean, you have a 12-year-old arrested for armed carjacking in Democrat-run D.C. Armed carjacking? I didn't think you could have guns in Washington, D.C. Gee. I guess that gun-free zone don't work too well, does it? Gee, I'd rather have my hand on the trigger than my hand on the phone. 911, what's your emergency? I think there's a guy. I think he's trying to get through my front door. Sir, what's your address, sir, so we can get and find an officer and have someone sent? My address, it's 21645 Brady Lane. Sir, is that in East or West? It's on the West side, ma'am. Please send someone now. I'm going to have a gun. Okay, I'm fully armed. You continue, you're going to get shot at. Next. I would have never have dreamed in my childhood, I wouldn't have known what to think. A 12-year-old kid with armed carjacking. I remember a kid one time in 7th grade brought flour to school and said it was cocaine. And that was like in 7th or 8th grade or something. And he got in trouble for it. And I'm like, wait a minute here. Now, heck, in like 3rd grade they're dealing. 3rd grade, they're slanging. Man, you not believe this stuff I got off this 3rd grader, man. Man, this stuff is off the chain, man. Man, this is pure, man. Man, I don't think this stuff's cut at all, dog. Woo! I would have never have thought. I know someone that worked in a school district where they've had to lock an elementary school down because of gang fights, and some of the kids were involved in the gang fights from the elementary school. It's sad. Well, because we've lost the moral compass in this country. You can't discipline a kid. Just under 29 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. But when you can steal $2,000 from a department store and they can't do anything about it, most kids today with no moral compass, why not? What the heck? They need to put those, they need to put like ink tags on them to like where like when they go past a certain point, it just explodes and it puts like a permanent ink everywhere. Ruins everything. I mean, seriously. This world has gotten so topsy-turvy. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judea, either before or after his time. 2 Kings 18:5. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. He didn't trust in an idol. He didn't trust in a government. He didn't trust in a king. He trusted in the Lord God. Don't let him fool you into trusting in the Lord by saying, the Lord will surely rescue us. This city will never fall into the hands of the Assyrian king. Don't let him fool you into trusting in the Lord by saying the Lord will surely rescue you. The city will never fall into the hands of the Assyrian king. You want to trust in God. The Lord won't always rescue you, but he will. He'll be there. You may say, well, why did you make me go through this? Why didn't you save me? Why didn't you rescue me? Well, because I was in pain. Why didn't you do? Well, because I made you do this so you would trust me. I've been through the storm. See, I'm a testimony. I tore my calf muscle. It may tear again. I may have another issue. I may have another problem. But I have faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It's what we do, you know, we're testimonies. We need to stick together. We need to stick together, but like what Joe was talking about, like what's the answer? What's the solution? How do we, you know, and, well, okay, well, let's all gather arms. And let's go take back our country. Well, that's great. Half of the people are probably going to be these communist liberals that want to stop it and make sure it stopped. But you just can't take up arms. Some people are going to have to be munitions. Some people are going to, since I'm a chef, I'd probably be in the galley cooking for the troops. You would have people that, like my wife, would probably be in the medic part. You would have to have a plan. How do we do this? It's not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, just grab guns and let's go take back D.C. They keep spending money left and right. You have residents in Maui that are displaced. There's over 1,000 kids missing. Oh, we don't know the total number. Yes, I guarantee you all the surviving parents haven't said, okay, we have 2 kids missing. We have 3. They know the number. Why won't they say anything? Well, we can't just, you know, privacy and this and that. Oh, give me a break. You had that Maui thing that Biden attended and he was asleep. He is a disgrace. I would not even want him there. I would like, go home. We don't want you. You're going to give more money to Ukraine than to Hawaii anyways. Just leave. We don't want you there. We'll take care of it ourselves. We'll rely on our community and ourselves to handle this. We'll put our faith and hope and trust in God, not in a government, because that's the problem. don't worry, folks. Well, I'm going to get, I'm waiting on my check. I need my check. Did you get your stimulus check yet? I think my deposit, I'm not sure, man. I need that stimulus check. Oh. People waiting on a check. I mean, why do you think they're going after Trump? Because he's one that's standing up for our freedoms. I mean, there's a GOP debate tonight. Lord help, that's going to be ridiculous. So what are you going to... Trump won the 2020 election. What are you going to do to fix it so it doesn't happen again? Oh my gosh, you actually believe that Trump won the election by a landslide? Are you kidding me? Trump, that would get tens of thousands of people at a rally. Biden, we get 3. All the evidence of voter fraud I've seen. There was no voter fraud. No one knew prove it's voter fraud. Well, that's not enough to overturn the election. Yeah, they're having a GOP debate. Lord help me. It's on Fox News. You can pay me to watch it. All you have are these people, these career politicians that... I mean, half of them, okay, you don't even have a... Chris Christie, you won't even... You don't even have a shot in HELL. Why are you wasting your space? Like Genesis 49:18, I trust in you for salvation, O Lord. Simple but true. We need to rely on him. We need to put our faith and hope and trust in him. Oh, but... not these kids today. Do not put your trust in idols or make metal images of gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. That's so many people. And our Lord and Savior Barack Hussein Obama. Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life, and he's the only one that can get us to heaven. When they took him out, like, look at those videos from the 50s and 60s gym class. And they would climb a rope all the way up to the top. Now, well, not every kid can do it, and that's shaming. You don't want to shame a kid. These gym videos look like a Marine Corps obstacle course that the kids could do. Now they have, I can't get my hair wet, so I can't do swimming. So I'm just going to walk around the pool. I've got a note. No, get your butt in the dang pool and swim. No one wants to put their hope and faith and trust in God anymore. Just when you, I see it firsthand when I go out door to door asking for if I can pray for people. No, we're fine. No, we don't need prayer. No. Like, what are you doing here, buddy? You gotta leave. How dare you try to pray for us? Sad. You wanna pray for me? Really? Great. Here you go. Let's pray right now. I've got a church I go to. You're more than welcome to come to it, but, I belong to it. I don't have plans to change. Don't worry, folks. You might be going through a storm right now, but God will get us through it. And that's what people don't understand. That's why those guys, when they go around, and let me see here. What state is Texas in? What two countries border the United States? England and South America? No. Canada and Mexico. What country is Alaska in? That's in Russia. That's in Russia. Alaska, they're dumbing these kids down so much so that when they, hey, who invented the assembly line? Who invented the assembly line? That was Barack Obama who did that, wasn't it?
Was it?
It was Henry Ford. Yeah, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to dumb down these people so much so that they don't know any different. Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
It is crazy, but that's what they want to do. They want to dumb people down so much that they don't know anything. And then when they say this happened or this happened, or that, yep, I believe it. They don't teach history. They don't teach anything. I tell you what, I mean, that's why we got to wake up and.
Who are the only people that we know that we use a Christmas card to send us a message?
Karen and John.
Well, I'm so sorry about the feast.
In Westminster. But that's the problem we have in this world. How dare after a football game you want to pray? No one's asking you to pray, buddy. We believe prayer changes things, and if we want to pray, we want to pray. Like when that NFL player got hurt, people thought they were coming to a football game. But what they came to was something bigger. Something bigger. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all kings of Judea, neither before or after his time. I've read that a couple times, but what did he put his trust and faith in? God, the Lord, not an idol. So many kids today, they don't have any moral value. That's why in California and in Colorado, where you can steal $2,000 and get away with it, they just take stuff. They just steal stuff. That's why when Glenn Beck went to a Big Lots, yeah, people just take stuff and walk out. We can't do anything about it. There's no morals and values. If my parents would have known I stole something, they'd have beat my butt. Okay, you're going back, and not only are you going to return it, you're going to apologize, and you're going to face the consequences. If they're going to call the police, navy, whatever. I didn't do it. Because I was taught right from wrong. Not today. How dare you? How dare you paddle a kid? How dare you? You should have the kid taken away from you. You know, maybe it's not a gun problem. Maybe it's not a theft problem. Maybe it's a problem of morality. That's all I can tell you. Maybe if we put our trust and faith and hope in Jesus Christ again, maybe. Tonight you're going to hear, I don't know how many wastes of space on there. It's kind of like these companies that are going in the toilet and they keep octupling down on policies that are bankrupting them. Okay. Chris Christie doesn't have a shot in HELL. What makes you think, why would he be on the debate? He ain't going to go nowhere. Mike Pence, he ain't going to go nowhere. DeSantis, nowhere. Tonight on Twitter at like 8:55, Tucker Carlson's going to interview Trump, and it's going to be huge. He's getting a bigger audience, I think, on Twitter than he was anywhere else, than on Fox News. But you got to stand up for what's right. I mean, it's going to get to the point on YouTube where if you talk about the weather, they could take down your video because it might go against their climate change agenda. Because you know, you said it was cold outside. Well, it is. It's January and it's minus 4 degrees. But that goes against the global warming agenda that we had. Well, no, is it global warming or is it climate change or is it No. It's not the ozone depletion. No, it's not the acid rain. It's anyways, we're just gonna ban you for. We're gonna demonetize you and censor your videos and stuff. So yeah, we're just gonna do whatever we want to because. We're going to control you and own you. It's ridiculous, folks. I don't know who's going to, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to watch the debate just to know what they say, but it's going to be stupid scripted questions. Let's ask this undecided voter. Really? I'm undecided. I don't know about Trump anymore because it's because too many people put their faith in media, put their faith in everything but God. I hope Trump wins, but Trump isn't going to get me saved. Trump ain't going to get me to heaven. Trump ain't going to solve this country. Jesus is. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through him. We need to put this country back in his hands. And if Trump is the man that's going to get this country back to Jesus, then great, because we need it, because this moral compass is so far It's so far gone. The needle is so far gone. Just about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I hope you wake up. I hope you be that person. Do that. Do the right thing. Stand up. And it's what we do in this nation. Where we the people, we stand up for each other. We stand up for what's right, you know. We help our fellow brethren and sisters, and we be there for our fellow man. That's why it just disheartens me. I'm a Christian. I'm good. I don't need prayer. What? Are you really a Christian, or are you just trying to say that so you can get out of without saying, I don't want prayer? Well, I got a support system. Well, that's great. So do I, but you can pray for me. I don't know where your faith lies, but you can pray for me. If you're perfect and don't have any need for prayer, okay. 8 minutes left in the program about folks. The whole point of what I've been getting at today with this is we need to have a moral compass. We need to get back our moral compass. No matter who you stand for, you can like Joe Biden, but have a moral compass. Have a moral compass. I guess that's why it's weird, like when I see like 7 and 8-year-olds having a birthday where they go to a salon and they get pedicures and manicures and a stylist fixes their hair and they go back and they have a little like Dollar Tree makeup kits and they do makeup and all this stuff. And it's like when I was a kid, okay, at a certain age, before you could wear makeup or get ears pierced or do certain things, you just, you know, a birthday would be at McDonald's where you got to make your own hamburger. different times. It's different times. Then we had morals and values. We had unlocked trucks with shotguns. And people weren't killing people. You didn't hear in the news about a 12-year-old boy who was armed and carjacking in Washington, D.C. Because no one, it goes back to the coronavirus, a lot of it. Why work for it? I want my check. It's not safe to go to work. It's not safe. It's not safe. But you're at Walmart walking around. You just want your check. You don't want to earn it. You don't want to do anything. It discourages me if something goes wrong with my Jeep because I want to take care of it. When you make something, part of it's in you. Like I have a Gibson guitar I play once in a while. It's like a kit that I made in that style. And it's like, I put it together and I glued it and I sanded it and stained it. And I remember I put in a ground in. I screwed it up and I put nicks in it. And I was so mad. My wife's like, well, was Merle Teal perfect, the guy I made it for, in memory of? No. Heck no. He screwed up as much as anyone. He was, well, part of him in there, because just like he wasn't perfect, your guitars neither. Neither are you. Just give it to God and have fun with it. And I just kept building it and just kept finishing it. And it, today kids don't want to do that. They just want to have it handed to them on a silver platter. Oh, just give it to me. Oh, I'm black, so I need replications. I want like $800 million so I don't have to work. Yeah. It's not how this world works. This day and age of, look at this. I have a restaurant now. I came here with $40. I was a taxi driver. This and that. I've been homeless. And look at me now. I have a diner. Anyone that wants to come into my restaurant, they can eat for free, no questions asked. You can have a sandwich, chips, and whatever you want to drink. No questions asked. You don't have to be ashamed. I've been there too. This whole compass has gone. Instead of people wanting to earn and make a living and do something for themselves, nope. They don't want to do it. They don't want to earn it. They don't want to give it to God. They don't know any better. Don't worry, folks. It's this world we live in, folks. People put their hope and faith and trust in, well, I gotta wait to find out there's another virus. What do? There's another variant. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to grab toilet paper or Kleenexes or... It's sad. I don't want to thank you all for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. I hope you do. I hope you wake up. I hope you see that something needs to change. Morality needs to change. People need to wake up and give it to God. You know, if everyone just, you don't need 50 million laws. The Bible has 10 commandments. Just like you don't need to give more than 10% because that's all God asks. You don't need 50 million laws. If we just obeyed the 10 commandments, what a wonderful world it is. And this world would be an amazing place. It would be an amazing place. But nope. There's no morals. There's no values. I'm just going to take money. Heck, there was a lady, there was a mother who filmed herself undergoing a chemical abortion process and posted it to TikTok. Sad. Many of us would die to be able to have a kid of our own. And there's someone that just wants to try to get a quick rush out of being famous for 5 seconds with, and let me do a chemical abortion because it's going to be the cool hip thing and I'm going to be this big sensation. I'm going to be all over social media. Social media, folks, is antisocial. There's nothing social about it. Get into church. Get into fellowship. Get into talking to people. Talk to wrong numbers. Talk to strangers. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of, folks. And just remember, put God first. Watch him work. You never know what's going to happen. You never know when. Well, I prayed. Well, maybe that prayer comes true. It may take 2 weeks. It may take 2 months. It may take 2 years. But you never know. Just put him first and watch him work, folks. I want to thank you again. You know, stand up for what's right. Stand against these males in women's sports. Stand up for the rights that you have. If they have rights, so do you. Your freedom of speech doesn't trump theirs, and theirs doesn't trump yours. And folks, remember this, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.